The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Auto Detailing Podcast. I'm Jimbo, and today we just have kind of a quick daily detail tip, if you will. Thought about this when I was recording the last podcast, and that daily detail tip is to have a game plan when you go into a detail. So have, you know, okay, as you're kind of assessing the car with the customer, or maybe you've already discussed the car with the customer. I personally like to do it when I am kind of walking through the car with the customer, but I really like to come up with a mental game plan. And this helps when you're, after you've done it for a little while, you know how long something's going to take you, or at least a ballpark. And so you can kind of ballpark it out for your customer, which is another great tip of telling your customers how long it's going to take before you start. I'll try to remember to do that after this one. But coming up with a game plan. So, okay, these carpets look, you know, pretty rough. And so I'm going to hit it with an APC first, and then I'm going to shampoo it. Then I'm going to hit it with the drill brush and then the carpet extractor. The seats don't look too bad, so I think I can get by with like an interior detailer on those, or, you know, the cup holder's this, the cup holder's that. What does the center console look like? What do the door panels look like on the outside? Can I get away with an iron remover without clay? Do I need a clay first, then iron remove? Like, just kind of running through all those situations is incredibly beneficial for you as the detailer. And then if you have a crew, if you've come up with a game plan already in your head, then you can lay out the exact steps. Hey, we're going to tackle the inside first because we're going to be putting down a lot of water in this extractor, and we need to give it time to dry before we hand this back to the customer. So we're actually going to start on the interior before we move to the exterior. Or hey, we're going to do kind of a hybrid. It's cold out, and so this car is going to drip forever. And so we're going to start with the exterior, let it drip dry, move into the interior, finish that up. And then we're going to come back to the outside as the finisher, which is how I like to do it. I always like to finish with the outside personally, because there's nothing worse than a customer coming to get their car and it's a little dusty. Like, man, I just got this thing detailed and it's a little dusty. So, but coming up with a solid game plan before you start is the best tip I can give you. It helps with your efficiency. It helps to eliminate any, surprises along the way, which you still always will have. There will always be a surprise along the way, but it really, really helps with the efficiency of the detail and really helps you get through the detail. And then you can kind of create this mental checklist in your head. Me personally, I don't write down the process. I just look over the car and I kind of come up with a game plan right away of what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it, what I'm going to tackle first, what's the way, you know, because you take all these factors in of like, what's the weather like? If it's cold and rainy, you actually may start on the interior. If it's cold and rainy, you may start with the exterior so that it can drip dry and that you don't have to waste time drying. If you're just doing a maintenance wash, you may start on the exterior because you can let it drip dry while you vacuum the interior. And so, again, the thought behind creating a game plan is to help see where you can get more efficient with your process as well. So you have a game plan. If you have a crew, you could share it with them. If you don't, you can keep it mental. You can write it down if you want. I'm not a huge paper and pen guy, but you could write it down if you want, and then you can kind of check off the process along the way. That may be a great tip if you're newer to it and you're working on your first few details. You can kind of jot down your notes and then work down and check off your list as you go to make sure that you don't forget anything. But creating a game plan is one of the best tips I can give you to get more efficient with your detailing and really become a better detailer. So hope you guys enjoyed that one. I will catch you on the next one. Again, this episode brought to you by SundayBestCarCare.com. If you go to SundayBestCarCare.com, use my code, which is just Jimbo. You're going to save 30%. How about that? And if I could get it out, it might actually sound better. So catch you guys on the next episode. See ya.